Hello, Audio Boom. It's
Claire Randall
and Paul Hopkins, and it's Octava.
Yeah, well, it will be.
This is what we're doing is we're getting the Octava days up and out so that you can all start planning. initially, they're going to be on VIP casting. VIP podcasting. VIP podcasting, and then going to upload them to Octava Topics, which is the Audio Boom account that you can follow. Tell your friends about all the rest of it, as is the Twitter name at Octava Topics. So we explained a little bit more about in day one, just what we're doing, and a site where you can contact us. Send us comments wherever you see us. It's fine. We still can give us some topics if you wish. I won't be saying that every day, though, because obviously at some point this will be passed and you'll be going, what's he on about? So that can be the case for a couple more days, I reckon. But we're on day two.
Yay.
What is day two, Claire?
Day two is place songs. So songs about places. So songs about cities and towns and countries and just places.
But can this be things like places that you would like to go, so you have a song for that because it's a place that you... So, you know, I don't know, like... Oh, what I love Wichita Line Man is one of my favourite songs.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, it like, fancy picking a song where you're talking about this guy that stretches cables, I'm guessing, like phone lines and stuff, and then... And then I, what is it? I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. The Wichita Line Man is still on the line. I love that because it's that whole thing about need you more than want. It's me thinking laterally again, but I love that song. Love it. It's I don't know why. It's under my skin. It won't go away. I could listen to it. The only version of it I don't like, I think, is I think The Feeling did it, without much feeling, really, in my opinion. But I love, obviously, Glen Campbell, and they've got a live version. I'm trying to think of the guy that wrote it with him or for him, I'm trying to remember. But there's a sequel to it as well, or a prequel to that song. And I love that song. It's just a beautiful song, in my opinion. So, you know, you could even tell us why you like a particular song about a place or a country. You know.
It might be, but it might not be. It might just be that, you know, that you think of songs that, you know, you might want to name a load. You know, you might want to do, I can't give away what I was going to say.
Well, now, no,
because
don't.
I might. Because you might want to go on a little tour around the world, you know, using songs that just use place names, you know.
These are themes.
Just start out in London and go around the world.
Absolutely.
Go around the world in 80 songs.
80 songs.
80 songs.
Whoa. Make sure you get some plus.
80 songs.
I bet you could. But,
that sounds like a challenge.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Think laterally. We're just giving you ideas, themes, and I hope that this one will inspire you. It certainly is inspiring me. I like that one.
I'm trying to think. I can think
McColgan
of... loads I can think of off the top of my head.
So that's day two then?
Yeah.
Get your thinking caps on.
And it could be countries as well as much as songs.
Country roads.
No, that's not about countries. I'm not talking about country.
West Virginia.
Yes, where's but it's Virginia? It's not in the title, though, is it? Is it in the title?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
It's Country Roads, isn't it?
Oh,
Take
I see. Oh, you mean, yeah, it's got to be the title then.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. There you go, see?
Yeah, because because lots of songs have songs in the lyrics, but yeah, no, definitely songs kind of about place names rather. You know.
I can have Wichita Line Man then, and I'll learn how to spell it as well.
Or copy it off the album.
Yeah. All right then.
All right.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Bye-bye.